Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What it is, peace, silly listeners. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. Guys, I've got a great episode coming up for you per the huge. I can't help but be amazing is what I do, baby. All right, so coming up, guys, we're going to be talking about invisible chicken wings. And be careful because these chicken wings, let me tell you, them calories are very visible, okay? Be careful with that. We're going to talk about that. Also, if you love your neighbor, go hug them, okay? Because I do have some unhinged neighbor stories that we're going to talk about as well. That's going to be the meat of this episode, all right? Because let me tell you something. I love my neighbor, and after going through these different stories looking for some really good content from you guys, I might have to buy this man some flowers. He's a great neighbor, and I want him to know that he's loved. If you haven't already, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform that you're listening on. And please leave a 5-star review. Say something positive. That'd be fantastic, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you are viewing yours truly on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button. Don't know why I got Southern there, but hit that thumbs up button and make sure you subscribe and comment down below and, you know, chat with each other. So I got a letter from one of you who was also a former Burt Show listener as well. She was a P1 or he, I'm not really sure, but they actually sent me this letter. I just got it yesterday, and we're talking about yesterday, like it's April right now, okay? And it looks like the postage was for December 24th, 2025. But yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, you can see the postmark there. I just now got it, which is weird. So I wanted to go ahead and share this letter with you guys, which is dope. Oh, and it came with a McDonald's gift card, which is dope. So whenever I am hungry and I need something affordable, hello, $3. So it's actually a Christmas gift. And I love the Elf card, which is super dope. It was one of my favorite Christmas movies. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. It says here, Miss Amber. Oh, are you Southern? I feel like you're Southern. I just wanted to let you know what an absolute delight that you are. I'm here from The Burt Show and so glad that you mentioned on the last day that you had a podcast. I subscribed immediately. Oh, thank you. This person goes on to say, I am so sad that The Burt Show is gone. So I am glad you all have your own pods where we can still tune in to hear you all. I listened to the Burt Show Vault episodes, and while they are funny, I really missed the last crew you were part of as a part of my daily routine and can't wait until they finally get the most recent years. By the way, one of my favorite bits was when you took the interns to that haunted house. Completely epic. DeAndre, I'm so sorry. I don't know. I probably had that spelling wrong. Actually, you spelled it right. DeAndre was so darn funny. You need to bring them onto your show if you haven't already. You probably have. I don't know because I'm a new listener. I haven't, and that is a good idea, and I know DeAndre will be down. I haven't spoken to Ethan in a while because he was there too. He was the one with the deep voice. He was like, let me just go ahead and check this light bulb. That was hilarious. That was funny. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, there was a time the Burt Show sent me and two interns for the show to Lake Lanier in Georgia. And we stayed in a house and we pranked them into thinking that the house was haunted. And we stayed there overnight and it was hilarious. I think I talked about it on the pod a while back, but it was like about a year. I mean, it's about 2 years ago, I think. They go on to say, I not only watched that video multiple times, I also made my coworkers watch it. I just wanted to send you some good vibes, and I wanted you to know that you are an amazing break to so many people's weeks. I hope that you use this gift card. It's a small gesture, but I wanted to show a little appreciation for the laughs. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and they sound their name. So first of all, thank you very much. I am so sorry that I am just now receiving this. I had no idea that you sent it. I opened it literally in April, and this was given December in 2025. And I just thank you so much for it. I appreciate you. And yeah, this is what the podcast is all about, just like a little bit of a break. So those of you who came from the Burt Show, those of you who were also listening to Pioneer podcast before I joined in and you decided to give me a shot and you're still here, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. And I hope that you do what this person did and share, you know, my content with your friends and family and just enjoy some silly times. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about the man who made invisible chicken? I know that sounds a little too good to be true, and guess what? It is, but let's go ahead and dig into it, shall we? All right, so by the way, if you're hearing my ceiling fan right now, I refuse to turn it off. I refuse, even for audio continuity. It is hot as hell. Okay, I am in Georgia right now, and it is April, and it's technically spring, summer. I don't even know. The weather is insane. It's probably going to like have a hailstorm later. We're on tornado watch. It's a lot going on. But I do know this. It's humid and it's hot, so the ceiling fan is staying on. Otherwise, I would melt before your eyes. Talking to my YouTube viewers. All right, so this is coming from the Instagram page, Dextro. Wait, Dexer2. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. Dexerto. You tell me how to say it. Anyways, the caption is what got me here. It says, a food YouTuber has created translucent chicken wings. Yeah, pretty much invisible chicken wings. I'm looking at this video right now, dog, and I got to tell you, that is some transparent ass fried chicken. But let's go ahead and read this whole thing here to figure out how he is doing this. Okay, so it says here, food YouTuber Kai Nan, I don't know if I'm saying this person's name correctly, I apologize if not so, has gone viral for creating translucent fried chicken wings, a bizarre yet beautiful molecular gastronomy experiment that turns crispy wings into glass-like edible art while retaining their crunch and flavor. First of all, if I'm going to eat something invisible, it damn well better taste good. I like crunchy things and I like flavorful things. He's on something here. All right. It says here, Nan, known for his unorthodox food creations, uploaded a video titled, I Want to Make Fried Chicken Transparent, but the result is strange. This is on March 25th, 2026, where he demonstrated the process, and he began by replacing chicken bones using a mixture of bone marrow, collagen, and co-gel set in bone-shaped molds. So that's how he's making it. For the meat, he processed chicken into liquid form. Okay, this is a lot. And then used spectrification. I said a smart science word. A molecular gastronomy technique to rebuild muscle fibers into a translucent gel that preserved the flavor but altered the appearance. Okay, all right, I got it. That makes sense. Finally, he recreated the crunchy fried shell with a technical method that produced a clear glass-like coating. The result was fully translucent chicken wing bone, meat, and crust that looked more like a piece of art than fast food. So if you want, if you're actually looking at this video on YouTube right now or on Spotify, which is available for video footage, what am I saying? You can watch this podcast on Spotify. That's what I'm trying to say. My God. but if you're watching it there, you can see the video of the chicken there and it looks translucent. I mean, it's a lot, but that's kind of dope. You know what I mean? So if you want to go ahead and check it out, honestly, just Google invisible chicken wings or translucent chicken wings. I'm pretty sure it won't be difficult to find. Literally no one else is doing that. There is nothing more frustrating than living next door to someone you don't like, you might be afraid of, or is just plain fucking weird. And you know what? I got some stories and I can't wait to share them with you. Coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, Unhinged Neighbor Stories. There's no need to give you another tease. We're just going to go ahead and dive into these crazy neighbor stories and just be glad that our neighbors aren't like them, or feel some camaraderie that you're not alone because your neighbor is crazy. So let's go ahead and get into this. This is coming from BuzzFeed. Byline is Tanisha Coatin. I think that's how you say the name. Bizarre and unhinged neighbor stories. Got a couple of those. It says a neighbor lady every night at 7 p.m. went on her front porch and yelled, "Yabba dabba doo!" at the top of her lungs. Turns out that she was calling in her three cats, Yabba, Dabba, and Do. Absolutely made me smile every time I thought about it. But people who didn't know thought she was fucking bunker. Oh, shit!
I mean, when you say Yabba Dabba Do, then I mean, gonna have to make a quick appearance at least.
So DJ Hey Cousin just scared the absolute trash out of me.
Yeah. Hey, guy.
DJ Hey Cousin.
I was never here.
Oh, God darn it. Hope you guys got to enjoy that. Apologize for your eardrums. I'm not going to edit that out. That's staying in. All right, so yeah, neighbors thought she was crazy, but the fact that she named her cats Yabba Dabba Andu is adorable. And if you guys don't know what that is, come on, man. The Flintstones. Yabba Dabba Doo. Come on, man. Flintstones. It's the Flintstones. Have a Yabba Dabba Doo time. Come on, come on. Google it. Let's do the next story. It says here, my friend told me this story. They had a nice neighbor, a fellow that they that grew up over there, who was regularly getting high on drugs and transformed into an orchestra conductor on his back patio late at night. I can see that in my mind. Just somebody just swinging their arms around and there's just like no music. Like, we've all done that, but I've never done it on patio outside at night with no music playing. I ain't never done that. Or have I don't know. I don't know. I had to drink in my 20s. It's possible. All right. So it goes on to say he'd get really into it, from the quiet lows to the dramatic highs amongst each pretend instrument section. Then, completely drenched in sweat, and once the song was completed, he would take a bow and retreat indoors. She said that it was the funniest thing to watch. I can imagine just going outside to, I don't know, take the trash out or something. Then I thought that was Wes hiding behind me. I'm paranoid as hell. I was saying, I can like imagine just going outside to check the mail or taking the trash out. And you just see somebody just going in, just... That's kind of strange. That's kind of strange. But so far... These first two, we're being very tame. Let's get into it. I live next door to a sex dungeon. Yeah, that's what the first sentence is. Let's go ahead and dig into that. It says, I live next door to a sex dungeon. Yes, this is literally what the person using it calls it. I'm actually reading what they're saying here. It is a piece of land with a small brick building. It isn't a house. Think of it as a workshop sort of thing. She rents the place to run her dominatrix business from.
Get it, queen. Get your bags and your ball gags and do whatever y'all do. Make that money.
Anyways, this person goes on to say, I see all of her different clients coming and going and have seen things I never thought I would see in my life. And elderly men dressed in PVC French maid outfits. Naked men wearing cock rings, parties of men all dressed in their particular fetish outfits, and my friends all think it's fascinating. And to be honest, I'm not particularly bothered other than them having a very loud gait. I can imagine that. It's like, I don't care that you guys, like, someone just went in there dressed as a furry with, like, dressed in leather, or someone's got, like, you know, 30 cock rings on. You know, but don't be loud. And there's nothing more annoying than an incessant sound of a loud gate or door hinge that just creaks every time somebody opens it and they're constantly doing that. I don't like loud, annoying background sounds. I hate that shit. Like if a faucet is leaking, oh, there's no way I'm sleeping. I can hear nothing but that.
And by the way, I'm one of those black people who you don't constantly hear a smoke detector beeping in the background. It is too fucking annoying. My shit stays changed, okay? My batteries are on fleet. We should bring that back. Let's bring back on fleet. Let's bring that back. Damn. Sex dungeon. That's crazy. Let's go on to the next story here. I lived in the first floor of an apartment, and my upstairs neighbor, one suite over, one day yelled at me that my body wash from Bath and Body Works wafted into his suite every time I showered and made him sick. I'm sorry. What do you yell as someone who's doing that? You smell amazing and I hate it. Like, what is the complaint? I don't know. She goes on to say the way that he carried on, he made it sound like I bathed in poop. He said that he was going to the manager. The fuck? He said he was going to the manager and have me evicted if I didn't use something else. I learned from another neighbor that he was always trying to cause ridiculous problems with the neighbors. First of all, that's fucking weird. She's not going to be evicted for showering. You sound fucking crazy. And also, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there, depending on where you live, if you are a hindrance or if you're like harassing your neighbors, your company, they can find ways to evict you. Don't you? I'm telling you, they will find some ways to go ahead and get you out. Okay. And I promise you that. And don't put them on your, when you're searching someplace else to live, don't use them as a reference because you ain't getting in. I used to be a property manager when I was in Los Angeles, and I came across a lot of asshole tenants who I lived with in the same building. Super fucking annoying, that job. Never do it again. And I know a couple of secrets, y'all. They will find a way to get you out of there. Trust and hold. Look, trust and believe me. What was I going to say before that? Trust and hold? Where was I going? All right, on.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so these next two are actually coming from TikTok. This one is interesting. I'm going to play the audio for you, but it's coming from Katie.com. KATIEDOTCOM. Literally Katie.com. Let me go ahead and pull it up.
I just had to call the cops for the first time in my entire life. I'm a little rattled. So last night there was this lady just belligerent, screaming in the parking lot. Like she got into some sort of altercation with these two girls that I guess live in her building. Like they're like younger girls. She has to be like 50 something, okay? And she's screaming all this crazy racist stuff, just in general calling them every book in the name. It was terrible. And the cops get there and it's a whole thing. And basically she was screaming at the cops because they wouldn't arrest the girls and they're like, you're the belligerent one here. Anyway, I just heard her screaming in the parking lot again. And I look out, this time it's like a 14-year-old boy she's yelling at, chasing after. He's clearly trying to get away from her. He is screaming that she assaulted his father, all this stuff, okay? I took a short video of that, literally just to show my property manager. And then a little bit later, I hear her yelling out there again. This time no one else is out there and she's keying someone's car. And she's like, how about this? How about this? Yeah, I'm gonna do my name. She literally said that. She keyed the car with her own name. And I'm like, oh.
Pause. I'm sorry. This bitch is crazy. The person that she's talking about is insane. I actually had a tenant who was, it was probably a little crazier than her. I remember this fucking crazy bitch. She fucking threw all of her furniture out of her third story studio apartment. It didn't make any sense. I'm talking about a couch, a desk, a PS3. PS, like it matters. A TV, a side table, an office. It was crazy. I later on found out she had a drinking problem. It was a problem. But yo, you just never know who you're living around. You just never know who you're living around. My God. All right, let's move on.
I'm going to do my name. She literally said that. She keyed the car with her own name. And I'm like, oh my God, I was gonna just leave a note and say, I have the video of the person who keyed your car with my phone number. But I was terrified that she would see it first and either take it off or use it to target me. And she would have my phone number at that point. So she keys the car, the back, the front, the sides, the other side, and then gets in her own car, peels out of the parking lot so fast, so dangerous, and she's definitely drunk. So the cops get here, and they are very familiar with her. Apparently last night was not like the first time they've had an issue with her. Get ready for this plot twist. You're not even ready. It was her own car. The car is registered to her. So the working theory is the boyfriend that she beat up and that little kid ran away from. Not little kid, he was like 14. But she went out, keyed the car that I guess she bought for him, and gave herself thousands of dollars worth of damage on a car that she owns. And they're like, we can't press charges for keying her own car. Like, she could do that if she wants, I guess. But they're like, we're going to document it just because there's so many other things going on with her. But like, oh my God. Have you ever gotten so mad you key your own car? Is that relatable?
Fam, yes, that is relatable. I just told y'all what happened. Third story floor, furniture everywhere. So she bought the car for the kid's dad as a gift, I guess. Maybe the kid's dad was cheating on her. I don't know. Or maybe she was just crazy already and he went ahead and dipped his dick in crazy. That could have also happened. A lot of things can happen. That's crazy. Also, super glad that that bitch does not live anywhere near me. Oh, God, I love my neighbor. I'm going to buy him like a T-bone steak or something. I love him. Ugh. All right, so we have one more unhinged neighbor story. This is fun. Let me know in the comment section if you're on YouTube or wherever you're listening. If you're on Spotify, you can comment there as well. Do you have a neighbor like this, or have you ever lived? Have you ever lived next to a neighbor who acts crazy like this? And if you got a good story, you know, there can be a part two to this, because let me tell you something, annoying neighbors, that unfortunately, that is not a rarity. There's plenty of that. We can always do that again. Let me know. You can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on the @itsprosilly Instagram page, DM me there, or my Google Voice number, what is it? 80. What's my 805-664-1828? I say it all the time. I just went completely just, what's the word? I need a nap. This one is coming from the @TikTok page, Megan Elizabeth 1016. So let's go ahead and take a listen to this, shall we?
I started moving into a new house today and I already got the cops called on me. Like, look, I'm literally here just cleaning. I haven't even moved that much stuff in, okay? Anyway, they get here and they tell me that my neighbor is mad because I parked my car in my front yard. It's not their front yard. They're across the street. There's a road in between us. I have my own front yard. I own this house. And they're mad because I am parked, backed in to my own yard, carrying some stuff in, like cleaning supplies. So they call the cops on me. Instead of just saying something to me, which wouldn't have mattered because I wouldn't have moved my car. Anyway, they messed with the wrong, petty, heartbroken bitch. Because now, for the rest of my life, it is my job to annoy them. Starting right now.
Why do you have recorder?
This bitch sits in her driveway and starts playing the flute. Or like the little recorder that we used to play when we were like in elementary school. That's funny as fuck. Also, I don't like people like that who just call the cops over all kinds of stupid shit. Like, it's ridiculous. By the way, another fun little tidbit, as a ex-property manager, the cops, they probably already know the person that you're calling them about. So if you get enough, you know, traction on them, help them build their case, you never know, because depending on how bad things are, they can be taken to court to be evicted and out and kicked out. It is possible. There's a lot of loopholes, but evidence is always good. Just point that out. All right. So we had a sex dungeon. We had a cop caller. Let me just the same normal neighbor problems. I remember when I was a property manager in Los Angeles, there was this guy. Oh my God, he was so annoying. He was one of those tenants who complained about literally everything and nothing. It made no sense. The things he would complain about. I can hear people walking in the hallway. I'm sorry, but it is a studio apartment building. There is one room behind your door. You're going to hear people walking down the hall, bro. Like, I can't silent their movements. Like, it's... I will never, ever be... I remember another time when I was a property manager. It was the same place, same building, same company. It was Saturday, 6 o'clock in the morning. This bitch knocks on my door. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I'm thinking there's a problem. It's 6 in the morning. I'm off. I don't work weekends, right? And she knocks on my door holding a dollar bill, asking for change for a dollar so that she could do her laundry. 6 a.m. on a Saturday. When I tell you, I closed that door in her face slowly. Slowly kept eye contact. I wanted her to know to never do this shit again. Mind you, my office hours are printed on the very door that her rusty ass knuckles knocked on. Just saying. I have a lot more property manager stories. I'm gonna have to dig those up. We can dish now. It's been a few years. I won't say names and I will never say the company I worked for, but I do got some stories. Okay. All right, coming up next, it's time to tell me something good with This Just In. Something Didn't Go to Hell segments coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Damn, something good. Meow, meow. I don't have the rights. That's all I can do. And I did it horribly. Tell me something good. I found something on one of my favorite Instagram pages at Tank Good News. I love Tank's Good News. Think of the word thanks without the H. Tank's Good News. Anyways, on Instagram, it doesn't have a caption, but the photo alone is dope. If you're looking at this on YouTube or on Spotify, you can see it for yourself. And there are two pieces of laminated paper. It looks to be a staple to a wooden wall. And it says here, if you are hungry and you have no money, these meals have been paid for in advance. Give a server the ticket and they will have the kitchen prepare your meal. And there are several tickets that are taped to this, to these laminate pieces of paper. I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 that I can see. I might be missing one or two, but there's 11 prepaid meals for someone if they're really hungry and they don't have the money. Someone has prepaid for these meals. I think that is beautiful. I don't know what restaurant this is. I have no idea what city this is. I don't even know if it's in this country. No idea. All I have is this photo, and it makes me feel good, and I want to share it. And I'm hoping that if there is a restaurant owner or a food truck owner or someone who deals with food, I'm hoping that if you are listening to this podcast and you have a say in how things are done with your business, I am hoping that you'll do something like this, or at the very least that you are donating any of the foods that you could not sell to homeless shelters or maybe just people around the way who need a meal. There's no reason to throw things out just because it's one day old. It's still edible and somebody could use that. I love that. So I'm glad we got this. Tell me something good. That was nice. That was nice. That made me feel warm inside, which sucks because it's already hot as hell. Damn it. And listen, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's translucent wings. It just sounds like a lot. Like, I don't need you to go through all that work for you to make my wings invisible. Just give me the ones I can see. I'm good. Like, I'll try it once, but it's like, really don't give a shit about it. Anyways, professionally silly rules. Translucent food feels like a lot. Now, if you want to go ahead and use that and give me power so I can be invisible, all right, cool. Oh, but I guess you'd have to, like, ground my meat into cold gel, so never mind. That's what she said? Nah, I'm reaching for that one. Anyways, shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Hit subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. I would love a positive review, 5 stars and something nice. You know what I mean? That would actually really help my podcast grow. I, once again, can't do it without you guys. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or maybe even watching it on Spotify, I would love if you can give me a 5-star rating and maybe a written review. That would be amazing because they are the podcast gods. And I've been on the bottom of the totem pole for quite some time and I could really use your help. If you want to reach out to me, you can always hit me up in my email at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or you can hit my Google Voice number 805-664-1828 as well as my Instagram. DM me at it's Pro-Silly. Who knows, man, if you have a funny story, it might even inspire an episode, a future episode. That does happen every now and then. So go ahead and hit me up. If this is indeed your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come on back and enjoy this silly, because there is lots of silly to binge. If you want to follow me on my social medias, my link tree is down below. My Instagram, my TikTok, both my YouTube channels, all down below in the show notes / description box. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. And I cannot say that the letters won't be delivered on time, because I got to say, December in 2025, and I'm just now seeing this letter, is kind of wild, but that is rare. That's the first time it's happened, so feel free to still write. I did get super excited when I got a letter that I could touch and read. I know, I'm a 90s kid. I like snail mail. What can I say? Once again, it's your Audible Boom Thang. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. A hoodie is basically a socially acceptable blanket when you think about it, you know? Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step. Okay, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.